watching this for months, Larry. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid now says he wants to get a final Senate health care bill to the floor by next week or the week after next. Closed-door negotiations begin today. Congressman Mike Turner of Centerville watched it all happen yesterday. He says the wheeling and dealing has just begun.
This is a very difficult process for people to follow because there are so many different bills and so many different proposals. The bottom line in all of them is every one of these proposals have a requirement that Medicare have reductions. Up to $500 billion in cuts are currently slated for Medicare. That is a common theme among all these bills.
Now, do you have fears that we're going to be seeing the inclusion of the public option once again before we come up with a final vote?
Absolutely. Even in the Baucus bill, you know, the trigger that they're talking about of how the public option would evolve if other avenues did not step forward, they're constructing a system that is going to be very difficult to implement, very difficult for people to provide coverage, and then which will result in a public option, if not the requirement of one in the end bill.
Now, did I read correctly that this matter, which was passed yesterday in the Senate Finance Committee, actually is a takeaway from the Medicare program?
Yes, there's up to $500 billion in cuts in Medicare, and this is the part that is most concerning. Everyone knows that Medicare is headed toward insolvency. You can't take a program that is headed toward insolvency and take money out of it and make it more solvent. This will result in lower coverage, lower health care coverage for our seniors.
And what do you intend to do once this matter comes before you in the House? It may depend on what that final bill looks like, I presume.
Well, absolutely. People are looking at what is going to come out of this. But the common theme that people are concerned about with all these bills is that they actually will increase costs for medical coverage. They increase taxes and burdens on families. They cut Medicare. And they begin the process of the encroachment of a public option of the government takeover of the healthcare system.
Yeah, Congressman Mike Turner of Centerville keeping us up to speed on his view on the ongoing healthcare debate. Reporting live from the 24-hour WHYO Fox News desk, I'm Jim Barrett.